response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Charisse Murphy from the Shine Initiative joining us at the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I was telling Kennedy when I went to the Noah Kahn show the other night that they were supposed to have some special guests, and Kennedy gets on the internet and starts sleuthing around trying to figure out who it might be, and then she said to me, do you know that they stream the Noah Kahn concerts and that the money they make from the streams, they donate to different organizations, and I guess you were one of those organizations that they picked to donate to, is that right?
That is right, that's correct. I mean, we got the news and we were over the moon. We were so excited.
Well, can you tell us about the Shine Initiative? Because you make my heart swell with absolute glee what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. So we're based in Central Mass. We're in Worcester, Massachusetts. That's where our offices are. But we do service all of kind of Worcester County. The Shine Initiative started as just that, an initiative about 20 years ago by a bank, by Fidelity Bank. And the CEO of the bank said, this was something that was really important to him. You know, as banks kind of give philanthropy dollars back to the community, they were doing that, but they said, we want to make a much larger impact. And so the Shine Initiative was founded, and it really was founded as a research-based organization. You know, we gave funding to schools and kind of let them do their own thing around mental health and what that looked like. And then as the years progressed, schools were saying, well, we want you in the schools. And so we started to do work within the schools. And now, present day, we're in over about 60 schools all over Worcester County. And what we do is we really do work around mental health education. We're all mental health educators. I was a clinician in a former life, but in a different job, but not here. We're all just mental health educators. And we go into schools and we teach self-care and wellness. We talk about suicide awareness. And we just do a basic mental health literacy, like how to have the conversation around mental health and mental illnesses.
This is so important for young people. When I went and saw Noah Kahn last fall at the Xfinity Center down in Mansfield, I remember coming back and telling Kennedy that he talked a lot about going through therapy as a child. And he said, and you know, when I tell people I went through therapy as a child, their automatic reaction is, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What was going on with your family? And he said the opposite. His parents are still married to this day, but they just thought it was good for his
We should all be in therapy, full stop.
Right, that it was good
right.
for... So as
Seriously.
A child, he went through therapy, and now that he has access and the means, giving back to an organization, that is who he is.
And you know, doing this work, we really realized that young people are talking. You know, I don't want to call myself old, but of a certain age, right? We're all like, don't talk about this. All the kids are talking about it, and they are seeking adults who are willing to have a conversation with them. So someone like Noah that comes out and says, hey, listen, I was in therapy and it's okay. You'd be surprised how many young people are having those conversations. My daughter is 19. She's in college. They have these conversations all the time. I got to go. I'm going to therapy, or it's time for me to take my meds, or whatever it is.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so I think what we really try to do is create that space for young people. But we also notice that the young people go home. So not every home is welcome to open this conversation. So we do work with parents and caregivers as well.
People want more information, or they want you guys to come into their school. Where can they go for more information?
Yep, so theshineinitiative.org is our website. It's full of how to get in contact with all of us. We're a small but mighty staff. There's only 5 of us. but all our contact information is there, ways to donate, ways to volunteer. And so the best way to get us into your schools is to email one of us. You can email myself or the program director, Ike McBride, and we'll make sure to see how we can get out to your school. And also, there's tons of resources, both printable and online resources, national and local, that you can access on our website.
All right, shineinitiative.org, that is shineinitiative.org. Make time for your mind.
Do it.
That's right. Make time.
Make time for your mind. We love that. Sharice Murphy, thank you so much. Yeah. Congratulations on getting highlighted from NoahCon. And I'm glad they were able to help you out. And thank you for sharing your story with us. You are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Yes.
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Sharice. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And maybe you're part of an organization that got highlighted by NoahCon. We want to have you on the Good Vibe Tribe.
Or maybe you want to get highlighted by NoahCon. Let us know.
Or maybe you just got a new job and you want to talk about it. We just want to hear all the good stuff that's happening in your life. You can be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Drop us a text or give us a call here in the studio. 617-931-1234. Again, that is 617-931-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Kennedy?
Yes, I saw this on the interwebs. You're familiar with the Holderness family, yes?
Of course, I did. I do think I saw this one.
So it's basically for, as Sharice said, people are of a certain age. I'm going to send it out to all my Gen Xers. How old are you?
Right.
Go ahead.
Hey, friends, tell me how old you are. I have an AM and a PM. Pill case years old. I pulled my back out this morning by sneezing years old. I want to take a week off work to clean out my attic years old. They play my favorite music in the grocery store years old. If I have one glass of wine, I can't sleep years old. I can't wait to get a colonoscopy because of the nap. Years old. I bring my own pillows on vacation because I don't like theirs. Years old. I need three different types of glasses to see. Years old.
Yup. Best music at the grocery store.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.